Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Time stands still. Learn to live like it's the end. Time stands still. In the presence of the Lord. Ooh, I'm gonna stay in your presence, beholding the beauty of your goodness.
First Caribbean song for the week entitled In His Presence. The latest song coming from Vern Prophet from out of Tortola, British Virgin Island. You know, this song many of us can relate to because there is a difference when you are in the presence of the Most High. So time truly do stand still, you know. So I'm really feeling that, man, you know. Whenever you're in the presence of God, you feel peace, you feel safe. I mean, you just don't want to leave. And so that is why it is so important for us to have a daily relationship with the Most High, praising Him, worshiping Him, bringing Him in your presence, causing Him to do something great in your life. So there is power in the presence of God. Beautiful song, Vern. Keep up the great work. Keep spreading your love and your ministry with people all over the world, man. Great song. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the super cool brother. Man, he may not still be able to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, but to many, he's still arguably the greatest of all time. He's the internationally popular and loved multi-platinum selling Grammy Award winning artist, the one and only Fred Hammond. Brother Fred, welcome. How are you, bruh?
Mike, how you doing, man? All is well with you, man. I'm hanging in there, man. How you doing?
Yeah, every day's a great day, Fred. Every day's a great day. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Fred, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, Fred, growing up, I always loved listening to you, you know, as a teenager, you know, while you were in the group Commission. When I first started attending Bahamas Faith Ministry, my church, spearheaded by the late Dr. Miles Monroe, you know, one of my mentors, Kevin Fox and Julian Allen, at the time, at the church, they started a trade opportunity for young men from out of the streets in the Bahamas, and they started teaching us. But one of the most greatest part of the whole trade, you know, and the whole teaching was times that we spent worshiping, you know, using you guys' music. I didn't know nothing about worship at that time. I knew your music, but I was able to learn how to worship because of you guys' music, man. You know, it was very, very powerful. And I must say, y'all have played a major role in my transition into the kingdom of God, you know. But tell me, how does that make you feel when your music is truly impacting the lives of others?
Landlord, listen, that's better than a Grammy. That's better than a Stellar or a Dove Award or an NAACP Award or any other award that you can give. That is the reason why I do it in the first place, to be able to inspire people. And when I hear things like this, this is what blesses me. And I am grateful that you told me that. It blesses me. Thank you very much. I needed to hear that today.
You are so welcome, man. You know, you are one of my heroes. You just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're doing such a great job, man.
We're doing what we can do, you know?
Most definitely, man.
Well, man, you're doing it, man. You're nonstop, man. Big congratulations on the brand new song, Change Your Mind, by FKM. It sounds great, man. The anointing is there. The words are there. The music is there. Tell us all about that great new song, Change Your Mind, man.
Yeah. It's from the new project, the independent film project called Barbershop Therapy, and the record, actual record system. You can see how old I am. I'm still calling them records. you can see that it's from the Time Capsule, the trilogy project. And this is the first of many. And if you say, well, why Time Capsule? When you listen to this song, those that grew up in the era back in the day with Earth, Wind & Fire, the Winans, Commission, Clark Sisters, LTD, whoever you want to mention, when you hear this, this is a throwback of that. And it's like, when I left Commission, I left in 1994. It's like we did a record and we put it in a box and we opened it up in 2024. And I mean, it's the flavor. So yeah, that's the vibe. That is the vibe.
So you're actually, August 30th, you're going to release the first
7 the first seven songs, yep.
Oh, man, that is great, man. And then throughout for about a year, you're going to release two other part two? And
yeah,
part
we got it's 18, almost 20 songs. So we're going to release them over the next. Yeah, over there. We're gonna time release them.
Man.
You know? Right at the time when people are like asking, where's the next one?
Yeah.
Then we'll put them out.
My gosh, man. Wow, man.
Yeah, man. I think that is a great strategic plan that you guys are doing, man. I've never heard of nothing like that, man. Good stuff. Fred, there is a fan of yours from out of Zambia, Africa. She is the managing director of Crown TV Zambia, and her name is Moape Kumwenda, and she has a question for you.
Hi, my name is Moape Kumwenda, the managing director for Crown Television. A question for you, Fred Hammond. You have been in the music industry for many years and have banned a lot of awards, and also you have helped produce a lot of songs. What has kept you moving for this long? What has been your greatest inspiration and motivation behind these projects? And what just keeps you moving? I know there are a lot of challenges in the industry, but what keeps you moving?
Hey, my friend, Moape Kumwenda. Hey, great question. What keeps me going? What lights my fire? Well, number one, family, I believe that this is more than just a job or occupation or a hobby. I believe it's a calling. It's a calling that I've answered the call when I was much younger, you know, and I honestly believe that it's a calling and a way for me to get to people and inspire them about God, about life, about making it, you know. So this is more than just a job for me, you know. Because I would have retired 10 years ago, you know. But at the end of the day, it's an opportunity for me to continue to spread the word of God, to spread the good news, and to spread inspiration, hope, and light.
Fred, you know, that's some good word right there, man. You know, it makes a big difference when you know your call and are pursuing it at the same time, you know. But you just keep up the great work. And thanks for hanging with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we wish you all the best. God bless.
Hallelujah. Fred, man, all the best to you and Keith Staten and Marcus Cole. You three together known as the group with your first initial, F, K, and M.
Thank you for having me, Mike D and Landlord. Hey, listen, y'all know, listen, all the islands in Africa and everywhere, the Caribbean, everywhere, y'all know y'all my people. Y'all my family. You know I love you. Listen, Uncle Fred got mad love for you. Keep your man Fred in your prayers and go ahead and just listen to the music that I've been blessed to give you all, because it is my message from God to you. And just continue to be blessed in the Lord.
the last time that those things didn't quite go your way. Oh, then you gave in to your frustrations and you strayed. You strayed.
All the plans I made.
That's Red Hammond and his new group, FKM. The first initials are the first names of Fred, Keith Staton, and Marcus Cole, all great former members of the legendary group Commissioned. And Change Your Mind is sounding oh so good in the neighborhood. Yeah, Fred and his new group, FKM, have their new song, Change Your Mind. And it's the first of other songs released from FKM to be released over the next year or so. And all the best to them with their new music. Oh, man, that song's sounding good. Change Your Mind. And we want to thank Brother Fred for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, it's good to hear some new music from Fred Hammond and FKM.
Mike, Fred is a living legend, and it's always great to have him hanging out with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits show, man. He's such an amazing guy. But coming up next from out of Dallas, Texas, is Ricky Paul with his latest song entitled, I'm Just a Country Boy.
just a country boy from Louisiana. My mama taught me to bless and praise the Lord. She told me that I always should be grateful for all the things that God has given me. So I wanna tell you now that it was the Lord who saved me, sanctified my soul and set me free. I'm just a country boy, but I'm full of praises. I'm just a country boy, he showed mercy and grace. I'm just a country boy, he poured his love out on me, and just because he loved me, he set me free. I'm just a country boy, I'm just a country boy. Mom and dad is singing with the angels. One day I'll be up there singing too. Said that I should do. So I wanna tell you now that it was the Lord who saved me, who sanctified my soul and set me free. I'm just a country boy, but I'm full of praises. I'm just a country boy, he showed mercy and grace. Just a country boy, he poured his love out on me, and just because he loved me, he set me free. I'm just a country boy, oh, I'm just a country boy. Children of him, how they should pray and do his will. I'll teach them that they always should be grateful, and how they should honor him with their life. So I wanna tell you now that it was me, sanctified my soul and set me free.
I'm just a country boy.
I'm a country boy.
But I'm full of praises.
Full of praises.
I'm just a country boy.
Just a country boy.
He showed mercy and grace.
He showed mercy and grace.
I'm just a country boy. He poured his love out on me.
Glad to be a country boy.
Never, never. He gives me victory.
'cause he loved me.
Thank you, no, no, no,
just
no.
Because he loved me.
We may not have had much when I was growing up, but we had love.
Oh, grace and mercy.
Mama taught me how to love. She taught me how to live with others.
Learned to be a gentleman.
Mike, Ricky Paul is doing it, man. You know, and what I love about, you know, the Most High is that he created everything, and that includes all genres of music, you know, such as country gospel that many people love and many who may not understand because they didn't grow up in that type of environment to learn it, to love it, you know. But Ricky Paul grew up in that environment. And that is why it's all about country. It's all about loving the vibe of, you know, that country music, man. You know, but, you know, when you listen to the story coming from Ricky Paul, it's all about his life, expressing himself and just glorifying God through his music and talking about his mom and what his mom have taught him. And that is what makes this song so unique. I am really, really loving it. Ricky Paul, keep up the great work, man, you know? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, Glenn Lord, the people may wait to accomplish their goals, you know, putting off till tomorrow what they could do today. But time waits on no one. Keep moving forward with action. You can do it.
For real, you can do it. You know, anything you put your mind to, you can do. Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international gospel artist, the living legend, Fred Hammond, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out, chill every week. We appreciate you. We love you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of Uganda, Africa, is Liberty Marion, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
The glory of God, that holy throne, I tremble at you, Jesus. Thank you for crowning me and making me a custodian of your atmosphere, a custodian of your presence. I'm aware. Prosperity is for us in this generation and the times to come. Our children can never go through what we've gone through. They can never repeat the cycle.